The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24-7. Today is the 7th of February, 2017. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com. Download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle in our 30-day program. Free ebooks. All we need is your email. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Dr. Jeffrey Smith on here with us today. Just go out and look at all the shows I've done with Jeffrey over the last year. Also today, you know, you ought to all stand up right now and just say that out loud. I'm happy to be alive. Because I got to tell you, I am. There's a lot of great stuff going on. And we're going to talk about a show called Obsession today. And as everybody knows, we are the alpha male of radio. And we're going to just keep stomping on everything as we go along. Stick with us. We're going to be around for a long time. I'm going to give you some quick stuff on Jeffrey. And then we're going to go right into Obsession. Number one. He's a medical doctor, strongman, sandbag lifter, power rack trainer, and he writes for the FBC blog, as everybody knows. And we're working on some big projects, and we'll have him in more and more now because we're going for that 405 dead stop squat in September this year. Yeah. That will be another 100 pounds on a squat, which is phenomenal, and I can't say enough about it. Jeffrey, welcome back, brother.
Hey, good morning, Eric. Happy to be back on the show, and I'm really excited about today's topic.
Okay, and he's got time because he's got to go in and do his magic with his hands. We're going to talk about obsession, and I told him a little bit about this before we came on. Go ahead, obsession.
Yeah, obsession. I was just thinking about it when you were talking. Obsession has a sort of a negative connotation in a lot of people's minds. It does not as much in mine as it pertains to what you and I are doing and talking about. And I think of it more like devotion.
Yeah.
Being devoted. Obsession is being devoted to an idea that you want to see come to fruition and continue to grow. And obsession to me is not about leaving everything else in your life to go to rot, neglecting your family and your relationships and your job. Obsession, as it pertains to our topic, is devotion to an idea and a plan. So, for example, like we were talking about the other day, Eric, I was finding it harder and harder to maintain my consistency working and lifting.
Yep.
In the afternoons and evenings. And I said, I have to go back to getting up super early in the morning and just get it done before I do anything else. And yeah. And that's part of the obsession is thinking about that and planning ahead and wondering how can I improve and continue to improve on this. That's obsession, being devoted to a cause, a goal, but not in my idea, it's not at the expense of everything else in your life.
No, I agree. And you can add a bunch of other stuff on obsession, too. Dedication, determination,
yeah.
You know, being mentally tough, as we just talked about recently.
Yeah.
And also what I always say is just establishing the iron will. Now, on the other flip side of this coin, I've noticed a lot lately, and we're not going to get political, but I notice people's obsessions now, which it's just absolutely amazing to me how they want to be involved in all this banter back and forth about things to me that have no relevance in your life. And I've said this before, if that's all you're going to be concerned with, and I see more and more of these people, especially when you're out on Facebook, the language is becoming more and more harsh. It's just like anything you feel like saying, you say, and I'll tell you right now, all this stuff is going to do is just going to keep pulling you down. Now we're going to talk about Jeffrey and I here are obsessions. Everybody knows I am obsessed not only to get Motivation and Muscle and Fiorello Barbell Company within the next 2 years, multi-million dollar companies. Scratch your head, shake your head, don't. Because I have struggled here for almost 3 years, and Jeffrey could tell you, but we're not going to talk about private things. He knows quite a bit what's been going on here. And this isn't sympathy or anything. You want to talk about mental toughness, man? I'd put my mental toughness against anybody out there. Because, see, I'm just not like the average Joe and never wanted to be. And it's like you're going to fail and stumble and fail and stumble. And you know what? Eventually, and it's happening. Every time you're stumbling, that obsession to get to where I want to get grows bigger, larger. It's at a point when you look at me, you got to believe, what's going on with that guy? Because I've got like that steel look in my eyes. I can smile and be kind to people, but you always see kind of that rough edge on me. It's almost like if you touch the wrong part of me, you could get cut, literally, because there's something that's on me that is just so damn tough. And all that struggle that I've been dealing with is showing all over. It just shows on you. You look at somebody and say, geez, man, that's somebody maybe I want to go meet or somebody I want to talk to, or they hear you talking and they hear that obsession coming out of your mouth about your business. Everybody knows with me how bad, I mean, it kills me to sit here every day to know that I should have been in Iceland 3 years ago. Now we have more and more friends like Martin Janzix and Stevie and Charlie and all these great people over in Scotland, you know, Rainer Wartell in the Netherlands, all these fantastic people, Powell, Paul Firepower. I don't want to leave anybody out. James Graham in Australia, all these big committed stone lifters and just genuinely good people, man. And it's like the ache in me and the obsession to get out of here is like nothing you could ever even fathom. But I have a responsibility. With obsession comes responsibility. The business has to come first. But in the meantime, you're seeing all this stuff, this training protocol I'm coming out with that a lot of people never even envisioned or thought of. I know that. So I've been taking my time and using it in a way to further what I feel will enhance my lifting, my stone lifting, my mental lifting. Did you like that? Mental lifting and everything else that's associated with it. Go ahead, Jeffrey. Yeah. I mean, I know I laid a lot of stuff out, but obsession is just so important and so you have to become, you know, it's a word, but you have to become proficient with that word too.
Yeah, you have to be, you have to develop that just like you have to develop everything else. And it's part of mental toughness to my eyes. It's part of being, it's part of the training that you develop over time, because we've all had it where I in my work, it's very easy for me to use an excuse, which is, well, I don't have time today. I'll do it tomorrow. And when I do that, there is a high risk for me getting behind or dropping a day that I should have done. And with obsession, that helps counter that false belief when it comes up. Well, I'll do it. You're going to do it tonight at 9 p.m. after dinner. You're going to go out there, turn the lights on, and you're just going to get it done. I don't care what you feel like right now. But you're going to be better. You're going to feel better, and you're going to be better tomorrow if you don't do this tonight, because it's what we're doing, and that's part of the obsession.
You know what else too, and I don't mean to interrupt. I'll make it quick. You know, you're the kind of guy too that, I mean, you know, you're laboring long hours too. You've got massive people counting on you, especially patients, obviously. Yeah. But you also realize too that your obsession too, you have to make the time for yourself. And you and I got talking about this yesterday. I'll give a quick one and then we'll get right back to you. Jeffrey knows a lot. He knows pretty much what's going on here all the time, because we talk quite a bit and I trust him when I talk to him. And I'll tell you right now, and I can't wait to hear what he says, because I'm sure I know where he's going to come from. If I don't get out and train some days, I swear to you all, I feel like I could put my fist or my head right through a wall. And I don't like being around people like that, because I can be I could be persuaded to do some damage to the wrong person at that point, because I am so fired and I'm like on pins and needles that I need to go out there and release that load on me. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I don't care what time of night it is. Yeah, you might be a little slow in the beginning, but you and I both know once you get going, man, it's like it could be the best half hour to hour you've ever had in your life. So go ahead, take it.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. Exactly right. Yep. If I'm not regularly exercising, if I've gone for a while and it's not a planned layoff, I got to really watch myself.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, you remember in Rocky III when they're in Apollo Creed's old gym in L.A., and it was funny as hell when they're in there and they're all looking at everybody, and Rocky and Paulie says, you know, they're going to leave us for dead here. Yeah. And he goes, I don't like them. And he goes, well, maybe they don't like you. He goes, what did I ever do? And then he got into it with Apollo a little bit. And he goes, you got to get to know him for the next 50 years because he's mentally irregular. And that's what this stuff does to you. I am mentally irregular when I cannot get in there. I have to have this. Everybody will say, well, it's a high, it's a drug. I will never equate it with that. But what it is to me is it's life, and it's my life, and it breathes life into me, man, into my bones, into my blood. And not only that, it's the only place you can go. Well, you could get in trouble, obviously, but it's the only place I can go out and almost murder something and get away with it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, it's a place where you can go out, and if you're like us, where you're able to go out and work alone in an area – with all of our safety, you know, our bars and the racks and whatnot. Excuse me. The outlet is tremendous, and I think that's one thing that people don't really recognize as much with this sort of training. Even if you're training in a gym and you're able to stay sort of within yourself and not worry too much about what everyone else is doing or not doing or thinking or saying or wearing or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that it isn't a time when you can be out and inside yourself and outside. If you can get outside, it's the best to train outside, I think, and expand yourself and your spirit and your strength. And also it can be an area where you can let out emotion or things that have built up or frustration. It's a great place for learning how to deal with frustration also. Because there are a lot of times out there where you think you should be able to do stuff and then it doesn't happen. And I'll tell you what, you want to see some control over anger and disappointment. That's where you're going to learn it, is out there. And that will help you in the rest of your life, I think.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I love going out there, man, and yelling and snarling and smacking plates all over and getting pissed. I remember Dennis was here one time. He pissed me off so bad I flung a plate right across the room and it went right into the wall, man. We play hard here. I mean, my other boys that I used to train with a lot, I mean, you didn't want to even come in here and act like, you'd be running home, man. You'd be gone. And that's the way I subscribe to everything. Jeffrey, I know we're at time. I could do this show for another hour, but it might be great. It's very intense and great. Give anything you want out. Summarize anything. I'll give out my info and just hang on the line, please.
All right. I'm on Facebook. If you want to check me out, Jeffrey Smith, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H. And I'm LinkedIn with Eric. You can find me through there. And I'm always happy to answer questions or offer encouragement. INFDISMAN@hotmail.com. And I just wanted to say to Paul up there in Oro Valley, that guy is awesome.
Yeah.
And I got in touch with him. You got me in touch with him. That guy, I've got to get up to his place and lift in his garage. He has a mind-boggling amount of weight in his garage. I just have to see it. I'm amazed. Yeah. And you know, here it is. You people think that they're all alone and that they're alone in this, and we are not. Here's a guy that's just right, literally up the road from me, and I wouldn't even know it. And he's out there pounding the weights And what I think is even more awesome about him, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this, which is that he is teaching up a lot of young men in this same yep. aspect of training, which I think is awesome.
Oh, I'm with you. And here's another thing. It's funny. Jason Gregory was on the show. He didn't know that Will Dinwiddie was not too far from him in Oregon, and he went and trained at Will's gym. So, you know, everybody thinks that, like you said, there's a chance they're alone. They're not. And one thing I love about motivation is we have linked more people together. And now, you know, we talked about our last show with Etched in Stone and Educator Teacher Program. I'm telling you right now, with the four of us alone and the tentacles we're putting out there, I've said this from the beginning, we are going to be the only place you're going to go for everything. And with these type of people I have with me and me with them, I believe they're some of the most loyal people. I know the three of – I know Jeffrey, I know Dr. Will, and obviously Dory. Very dedicated, very loyal people, and I've said this a million times, I don't want to be around anybody else other than that. And I do realize things can happen, but when you're of that mentality and you're dedicated to that, the chances are very remote. And, you know, I thank Jeffrey and everybody else. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. If there's a show you'd like Jeffrey and I to do, obviously, Fiorella Barbell at nightcap.rr.com. We're also on AHA Radio, AHA. If you have the capability, get podcasting in your car. Go out to that directory and you'll find motivationmuscle.com there. Also, too, I'll leave you with multiple things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello or give them words of inspiration, because I'm telling you right now, you'd be surprised what 5 words can do to your life, all right? Number two, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get for the day. By the way, I didn't say in the beginning, we're getting snow right now. Freezing rain's coming, so this is the perfect day. Unfortunately, I don't train till tomorrow, but I would thoroughly enjoy going out and getting slapped around by some snowflakes right now. Also, too, right, if you're going to lift today, lift it, bend it, break it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. That's something, stones. This weekend, if I train with Dennis on Sunday, well, you're going to see an amazing thing on Saturday we're going to do with him. You might really see some brutal stuff if I go out there Sunday. And if we're going to do it in the next few weeks. I'm going to do the tri-quad dead stop squat. And I know Kelly Johnson, our good friend Frank DeMeo, and a few other people have been bugging me to show this on film, and we're going to do it. Wait till you see this. And I got to thank John McKean, who's one of the greatest people I've ever met in the industry, an exceptional lifter. And we are trying every way to get him on through Skype. He doesn't like Skype, but we're going to twist his arm and get him on here this year, I promise you. Also, too, what was I going to say after that? Well, that's pretty much on that end. Frank Klein, greatest college professor anywhere in business. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Obviously, too, my dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, by far the greatest chiropractor I ever had. And we lost John almost, what is it, 3 years now, close to. He'd walk everybody to the door and say, keep smiling. John was quite an influence on me, especially with the business. I don't know if I could still do it, but I used to go there every Friday afternoon, sit in his dad's barber chair. John was from New Hampshire. Unbelievable guy. I miss John like I could never tell you. I miss all three of those men because they were so big in my life. You know, every day I think about them, just like Jimmy, every day. And I just wonder, you know, where are they? Where are they in the atmosphere? I don't know. But I know one day we're going to meet up, and I'm sure they're very proud of everything that's going on here. I know they would be. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. But, you know, I'm doing things all out of order today on purpose just to see if anybody's paying attention. Well, here's one of the biggest things, obviously, you know. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone coming out of my speakers. 28 more years, folks. Be part of the family. Join our revolution. This is no joke. We are coming like an Italian tank, as they'd say in Rocky II, and we are coming. And we won't knock on your door. We'll put our foot through it. Tell everyone you know. I don't care if you know one person. Tell them they will be much happier in their life for the next 28 years. Jeffrey, thanks for coming on, sir. Happy New Year. Many more, let me tell you.
Awesome.
Well, for Jeffrey Smith, this is Eric Fiorello. We will have Jeffrey on. We're going to have him on quite a bit here, more so especially with the new products coming out. It's going to be very interesting talk what we're going to be hitting, because you can go out and read it, but you're going to hear it firsthand from the experts. So everybody, all I can tell you is have a great day, a great week, and do something magnificent, because you all have greatness in you. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.